The WHO advisory board member is now come out saying China is still engaged in a massive cover-up involving destroying samples as well as silencing the scientists. The more that China stonewalls, the more suspicious things look to the rest of the world. And we now know it's pretty clear that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was not only getting money from the United States of America, but it's pretty clear now that's exactly where the virus started. I will remind you exactly what the media said about this when Donald Trump mentioned it. And not only when Donald Trump mentioned it, but when Senator Tom Cotton also mentioned it, that this probably didn't come or may not have come out of a wet market, that we need to be looking at the Chinese Communist government. And immediately Dr. Fauci covered for them. Immediately Joe Biden started to cover for them. Immediately Kamala Harris started to cover for them. Immediately the media in this country started to cover for the Chinese Communist propaganda. Now, you can argue that they're just stupid, and many in the media are just stupid. Or you could argue that they knew exactly what they were doing, and they did it anyway, siding with the Chinese communists and their propaganda, because if they said the other option, Donald Trump then became right. So take a listen to the useful idiots in the U.S. media, either one, being used by the Chinese communist government to spread propaganda, and or two, they knew that they were telling you a lie on purpose to hurt Donald Trump.
The best evidence suggests that the kind of bat from which this virus jumped to humans wasn't even present there.
But you know the worst of all, whether it came from the lab or came from the bats or came, it all came from China.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
There's this question about the Wuhan lab. We know that it's been debunked.
Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true.
And there is simply no reason to believe that that is the case. There is no empirical evidence to verify that.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia with respect to the Chinese has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
The problem for President Trump is that he's running for re-election, is looking for ways to deflect blame for the performance of the administration.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
Now, you hear Fauci obviously changing course. The lie that was told cost millions of people their lives in the world. It's not just America. But America's not leading on holding China accountable certainly costs millions of people their lives, certainly costs hundreds of thousands of Americans their lives in this country. Now, you would think that this administration would actually want to get to the bottom of 600,000 American deaths. Think about what we did as a country after 9/11 when thousands of Americans were killed, but nothing like 600,000 Americans dead from a virus, something you can't see, something that you virtually can't fight against. Think about what we did, what happened in this country. And we have an administration that's just not willing to hold them accountable at all or even ask questions, which brings me to a really interesting opinion piece in the Washington Post. There was an opinion piece put together by Mike Pompeo and Louis Libby. Mike Pompeo served as the U.S. Secretary of State and director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Louis Libby served as Chief of Staff and National Security Advisor to the Vice President. Both are at the Hudson Institute. Both of them have had to deal with China directly. Their op-ed that they put out reads like this: a great diplomatic challenge lies before the Biden administration. Chinese Communist Party malfeasance sped the coronavirus into an unsuspecting world, killing 3.7 million people so far and inflicting global economic havoc, also pain on the people that didn't die but got COVID. President Biden has an opportunity and, they say more importantly, a responsibility to lead a fair, effective international response. Whether he does so will have enormous implications for the future. 4 months into his administration, Biden shows little sign of rising to this task. On March the 26th, he announced he was giving the U.S. intelligence community 90 more days, working with U.S. scientists to report on COVID-19's origins in China, whether from infected animals or a laboratory leak. But he also laid down a marker that the true source may never be known. Yeah, he actually said that. Regardless of how this investigation turns out, the regime of Chinese President Xi has already committed more than enough wrongdoing to warrant a strong response by the world's leading democracies. A coalition that Biden should start to organize right now. The bill of particulars against the Chinese Communist Party begins with the overwhelming evidence that for weeks and weeks in late 2019 and early 2020, as the coronavirus was loose in China and people fell ill, Beijing not only covered up its dangers, exponentially accelerating international harm by not stopping it from leaving their borders as well. And even as the Communist Chinese Party leaders eventually imposed domestic restrictions, they allowed unwitting travelers to visit infected zones and then spread those diseases and death literally to the entire world. Quote, and it was China's reckless conduct of inherently dangerous activities, whether in unsanitary, quote, wet markets where live animals are sold for food, or in Chinese Communist Party-run virology labs that unleashed the virus in the first place. No responsible state would have behaved so badly, as most democratic world leaders would privately acknowledge. Yet they hesitate to say so publicly, no doubt aware of what happened last spring when the Australian government urged an independent inquiry into COVID-19's origins. Beijing instantly retaliated with punitive trade sanctions. In other words, don't screw with us, we'll come after you. President Xi seems to be reviving the tradition of Chinese emperors who ended their instructions to officials by saying, quote, tremble and obey. China already knows it can go largely unpunished for its push into the South China Sea, for its outrages against the Uyghur people in Xinjiang, for throttling democracy in Hong Kong, for intellectual property theft that costs foreign states hundreds of billions of dollars annually. If the Chinese Communist Party similarly escapes consequences for playing the central role in a strike that killed millions of innocent people in homes across the world, it will grow even bolder, seeing few lines it dares not cross. Herein lies Biden's diplomatic opportunity, Pompeo writes. Every nation suffers. Seldom does a president have such timber to build coalitions. The leading democracies must act together. Their great economic power could do much to persuade China to curb its dangerous viral research activities, cooperate with the investigation of the coronavirus's origins, and over time pay some measure of the pandemic's damages to other nations. Failing that, and the Chinese Communist Party under Xi would surely balk, an international coalition could impose heavy costs on CCP leaders and China's economic activities. The Chinese Communist Party needs access to the bulk of the world economy. They don't have that. Side note here, China doesn't have the power they have right now. They've got to have people buying their stuff all over the world. The Biden-led coalition, they go on to write, would need to ready collaborated unilateral and multilateral measures against the Chinese Communist Party leadership and Chinese entities. If the Chinese Communist Party will not act responsibly towards the world should not protect their leaders and their assets hidden abroad. The world should enforce claims against China's state-owned enterprises and improper commercial activities, as well as curtail preferential treatment of Chinese entities. Such measures could be phased in to give diplomacy time. New policies, new agreements, or even new laws may be needed. Would such measures be fair? In the United States, we punish destruction of evidence and consider cover-ups as indicating culpability. We hold inherently dangerous activities to strict liability. China is already clearly guilty of these counts. The Chinese Communist Party would surely retaliate harshly. It might disrupt supply chains and punish people and companies most likely to unravel the democratic alliance. Like China, we have vulnerabilities, including our own supply chain, some of which we should urgently address. Finding ways to deflect the blows from China's response would be the most demanding part of Biden's diplomatic challenge. The Chinese Communist Party has benefited enormously from access to an orderly world, having thrown the world into discord through its misconduct. China could have tried to right matters by embracing full disclosure and an international investigation into what went wrong. Instead, when Biden announced his directive to the U.S. intelligence community, Beijing responded with scorn. The leading democracies, they closed by saying, may choose to swallow their losses to avoid confrontation. Biden may resolve to be tougher next time, but history shows that next time is often too late. Now, one of the things that's starting to be brought up around the world, and it's a point that I think everyone needs to talk about, is what if China did this as a test run? What if they wanted to see if they what would happen if they got a virus out to the world, and what would happen to the world if they got that virus out? What happens if maybe in the future Chinese Communist Party leaders decide to inflict pain on the rest of the world? Well, maybe their own people would have the medicine, the vaccine needed to make sure their country didn't fall at all. Now, you could certainly make the argument, Ben, that's far-fetched, right? You could argue that. You could argue they would never do that. I would make this the counter-argument to that. Give me one example of where China can be trusted at all when it comes to value in life. They don't even value the life of their own citizens. Why would they value your life or anyone else's in the world? In fact, we know they could have warned the world about this virus, and they deliberately and purposely chose not to do it. Millions died because of what China did. Millions more have lost their livelihoods, have lost their jobs, have lost their families, have gone into deep depression, have committed suicide because of this virus. And we have a media that has decided to protect the Chinese communist interests over the American people's interests. Think about that. Now, here's the problem with the incompetence of the Biden administration. And the reason why I think they probably will not do what Pompeo has just said. Secretary Blinken, for example, can't name any real pressure that Biden will apply on China for the COVID-19, not only obstruction, but really destruction of human life and economies worldwide, certainly not in this country. Axios on HBO had this sit-down interview with Secretary Blinken. Take a listen.
I think the international community is clear that the international community has to have access. It has to have information. It has to have meaningful
interaction. So what's the real pressure the U.S. will put on China for access to the lab?
if China denies the information, denies the access, denies the transparency that's needed.
And you kind of expect that.
Well, let's see.
Been the history.
Mike, at the end of the day, it's profoundly in China's interest to do this as well. Because, look, it suffered too in the outbreak of this pandemic. It presumably has an interest as well, especially if it purports to be a responsible international actor, to do everything it can to provide all the information it has to make sure we can hopefully prevent this from happening again.
In other words, nothing. We don't have any plan to do any of this. Nothing. Nothing. What are you going to do? I don't know. How's this going to work? Don't know. What do you think's going to happen? Don't know. Really? This is where we are? This is what this administration has to offer. That's it? This is all you got. Nothing else. Ah, we might do something. We don't know what we're going to do. We're not sure what we're going to do. Now, governors are even fighting back now, as they should. Governor DeSantis has just signed a bill to combat the Chinese Communist Party influence in Florida and called for accountability for China and bureaucracies, telling other governors do the same.
We're here today to sign two important pieces of legislation into law. And the goal of these bills is to stop, combat nefarious foreign influence and corporate espionage in Florida. If you look at what's gone on now with the coronavirus pandemic and the cover-up of the origins of COVID-19, it's pretty clear that this was a virus that almost assuredly leaked out of this lab in Wuhan. This is a lab where these scientists were working very closely with the Communist Party of China, as well as the Chinese military. When you had these folks fall ill who were working in that lab last fall, the Communist Party of China decided to cover it up. They didn't give any information out. They didn't ask for any assistance. They didn't give a heads up to anybody. They tried to cover it up. And basically, the world has had to endure over a year and a half of a lot of bad stuff as a result of this. So they covered it up, and they need to be held accountable for this. But I also think if you look at what's happened since then, it's pretty clear that if you go back last year at the beginning of 2020, January, February, there were people scurrying around, and you see this in Fauci's emails, to try to cover up the fact that this may have gone out of a lab. You actually had people saying there's no way it could have come out of the lab, when privately they were acknowledging it very well likely did come out of the lab. And so I think what this has exposed is, you know, you do have relationships between a lot of these institutions in China, particularly in the research realm, and bureaucrats in the United States. You have a whole bunch of other institutions. And so our bills today focus on foreign influence writ large. It absolutely, the seven countries that are identified specifically, of course, the Communist Party of China, but yes, Communist Cuba, Venezuela, all those, and it's all very important. But I think if you look right now, there is no single entity that exercises a more pervasive, nefarious influence across a wide range of American industries and institutions than the Communist Party of China.
Don't you wish that what was just said by Governor DeSantis would actually be said by Joe Biden? I hope other governors do the exact same thing here. Because Secretary Blinken and this administration, not being able to name one real thing of pressure that they're actually putting on China, tells you that either the Chinese Communist government has something on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Joe Biden's brother, or we just have a really weak president. You know, we've got these COVID relief money that we're spending like crazy. We've got trillions of dollars in debt. We have hundreds of thousands that are dead. And we have a COVID lab leak. You know, even Condoleezza Rice had this to say about the story And as she put it, she's like, well, I guess it's better late than never that we finally found out.
Well, the first thing is to recognize that there was too much of a tendency early on to dismiss this possibility of a laboratory leak.
And the reason why, you got to ask yourself, is why. It's because Donald Trump mentioned it. And it's because the useful or willful idiots of the Chinese communist media in this country were more than happy to sell you fake communist propaganda to hurt Donald Trump. That's number one.
And I think there was a lot, and I think the press bears some responsibility for this.
I would argue the press bears more than just some responsibility. They're the ones that attacked anybody that was trying to warn you and use facts to explain to you about what was going on in Wuhan, that this wet market claim is pretty ridiculous.
Well, it had to be animal to human transmission. These were conspiracy theories about a laboratory leak. And in fact, some of the evidence was right in front of our faces. We know that there were State Department diplomats who inspected, so to speak, that laboratory and came back and said that the safety practices were substandard. When we knew that there were patients back in November that had suspicious symptoms, maybe that was a time to start asking tough questions. And I think we perhaps didn't say enough about the problems of the WHO going in and allowing the Chinese to control the territory while they were trying to investigate. So now, better late than never. I'm glad we are fully looking at this. I'm not sure we'll ever know fully the story, but putting pressure on the Chinese, taking this to the United Nations, raising the profile of what China needs to do to help us get this right. I was actually a national security advisor when SARS hit, and it was the same problem. We knew something was happening. We couldn't get answers from the Chinese. And so if we're not going to keep repeating this problem, and this one had much more devastating consequences, then we're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive with the Chinese about the need to cooperate. But I think we made a mistake earlier on in many people, many officials dismissed this possibility.
I love Condoleezza Rice. It reminds me of what real leadership sounds like. She was there when SARS hit. And she said exactly what China did this time is exactly what they did with SARS. Same exact thing. No information, no regard for human life, no regard for the world, no regard for those hurting, suffering or dying. No transparency. Not allowing people to come in and see what's going on. She's sitting there telling you that you better start getting tough with China at some point or they're going to keep doing it. It's going to get worse. You think it's bad this time? I mean, we're talking about, 4 million dead? I mean, we've got a World Health Organization chief scientist that was served legal notice in India for allegedly suppressing data on drug to treat COVID-19. The Indian Bar Association has taken legal action against the World Health Organization's chief scientist for her alleged role in spreading disinformation on the use of certain medicines to treat COVID-19. Just think about that. World Health Organization you can't trust. The United Nations you cannot trust. This president's doing nothing to hold them accountable. Hell, the world is like afraid of China. And so we're going to let them get away with murdering. And I would argue at this point it's murder. When you know that you have a deadly disease and you know you're letting it get outside of your borders and you know that you're lying to the people they're dealing with it. How is that not murder? Let's just call it what it is. The lab leak theory now is not a theory anymore. It's a reality. And people like CNN, they're out there pushing these theories, making them fact for state-run communist media. And now they've been caught. Why would anybody trust them ever again? I hope everyone you listening to this will please share this podcast and help us get all of this information out each and every day. So if you're listening to this right now, there's that little forward share button. You can share it in email, text message, on social media. Please tell your family and friends about this podcast. We'll keep bringing you all this information each and every day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.